This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday she has instructed the Rules Committee to be prepared to move forward on a motion to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump if the Republican does not resign after deadly pro-Trump riots at the Capitol. Pelosi said in a statement on her meeting with the Democratic caucus that it's the hope of members that the president will immediately resign. Pelosi also said she had consulted with Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley about preventing President Trump from starting military action, even up to a nuclear war, before he leaves office on January 20th. President-elect Joe Biden is staying out of any plans to impeach President Trump. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Biden says everybody knows what he thinks of the president.
Not worthy to hold that office.
But he repeatedly refused to endorse growing Democratic calls for a second round of impeachment proceedings.
That's a decision for the Congress to make. I'm focused on my job.
While Biden agrees the president does need to go,
the quickest way that that will happen is us being sworn in on the 20th.
And the president says he will not attend. The first incumbent in more than 150 years to skip his successor's swearing in. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. economy shed jobs in December, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports employers cut 140,000 positions in December. It's the first monthly job loss since April when the coronavirus pandemic erupted. However, the unemployment rate for December remained unchanged at 6.7%, as did the number of unemployed at 10.7 million people. The report shows job losses in leisure and hospitality and in private education, but says they were partially offset by gains in professional and business services, retail trade, and construction.